Yasmin Soka, chair of the UN Commission on Human Rights in South Sudan, told the Human Rights Council in Geneva last week that sexual exploitation and abuse by government officials is rife in South Sudan, and that her commission had even uncovered a sex racket involving government officials' exploitation of young girls. Referring to the alleged sex racket, she said, "Nothing illustrates better the total impunity that exists for sexual and gender-based crimes in South Sudan." Soka said, quote, "We have been told by community activists of an increase in unwanted pregnancies arising from the rape of young women allegedly by senior government officials," end quote. Who said, quote, "The ongoing conflicts in places like Central Equatoria, Jonglei, Lakes, Unity, Western Barkazal and Warab states have seen abductions of women and girls who are either forced into marriage or become sexual slaves," end quote. In South Sudan, she said, young women are recruited to fight on the basis that they are free to kidnap women and girls in forced marriage or as sexual slaves. The South Sudan government denies Soka's accusations. In a statement to reporters in Juba on Wednesday, Edward Hakim, deputy spokesperson in South Sudan's Foreign Affairs Ministry, called the UN report provocative and a repeat of the March 2019 report.
Yasmin Soka has once again included in her report to the Human Rights Council in Geneva the offending and unsubstantiated claim that soldiers in the conflict over resources were offered the chance to abduct and rape women in lieu of salaries. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation wishes to underline that there is no policy in South Sudan that encourages or condones rape.
Hakim is demanding that Soka withdraw her statement. He says South Sudan has put in place joint emergency courts, general courts martial, and a national security service tribunal and other structures to try organize forces accused of committing crimes against civilians.
All government policies and legislations, such as the Transitional Constitution 2011 as amended, Penal Code 2008, and customary laws in South Sudan are against all forms of harmful practices targeting anyone in the country, regardless of age and sex.
Hakim says reports like the recent UN report are not helpful, especially at a time when South Sudan is trying to build trust and confidence and implement the peace deal.
In this regard, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation demands that Yasmin Soka withdraws her statement and desist from making such arrogant, misleading, and provocative reports. This time when the UN, as one of the peace guarantors in South Sudan, is expected to play central role of promoting the peace by encouraging the parties to the agreement to continue with the implementation of the revitalized agreement.
Hakim insists there has been a significant drop in the number of sexual abuse cases and violations reported against civilians because the government has put in place structures to ensure that the perpetrators of human rights abuses are punished. For VOA News, I am Ding Magot in Juba.